One of the great questions right after where is God is where is the kingdom of God? This exchange between Jesus and the Pharisees from Luke 17 addresses that question. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." It is significant that the preposition Jesus used to indicate the place of God's kingdom means both within and also among or between. Both. Not one without the other. God's kingdom, which includes heaven itself, is not only there and then, but also here and somehow now. As I wrote, "Heaven is between us. If you do not get that, you do not get heaven. One day you will get heaven, hopefully, while you are still here to enjoy and prepare for the greater heaven, where nothing will stop the flow of love between you and God and those of God. Look for heaven inside you, and you will not see or sense it. Look for heaven beyond you, and you will come up short, as there is no place to point at something beyond life's rainbows. But fall in love with your other, or better still, fall in love with God, beginning with God's beauty of sight and sound, nature and music, grandeur and glory. And you will connect with currents not of this place, but which will come across from the great otherness, like a magnetic field, will hold you safe in love's space. Then you will know and know you know that whatever else it may be, heaven is between you and God and those of God. And once that field of spirit has been entered and has embraced you, it will slowly transform what is within and beyond you. Heaven is that final abode where what is between, within, and beyond you will attain love's blissful union." How would it affect your life if you sensed that heaven is between you and your loved ones? And right here and now, not just there and then, surely you would grasp and be grasped by the sacredness of the present moment. Pray for that grasping now, while you still have time to fully love and be loved by God and humanity.